Hello and welcome to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, and I'm real glad that you could join us for another segment. You know, the Insight Ingenuity Award is an annual program that was created to support people living with graft versus host disease, or GVHD. Well, here is non-health professional radio is Dr. Arij El-Jawari. She's director of the Bone Marrow Transplant Survivorship Program at Massachusetts General Cancer Center, and she's joining us to talk about the winning project. Welcome to Health Professional Radio, Dr. El-Jawari.
Neil, thank you for having me.
Well, give our listeners a bit of your background and then talk briefly about your role there at Mass General.
Sure, of course. I am a transplant oncologist at Mass General. I basically take care of patients with blood cancers, leukemias, lymphomas, myeloma, and I run the MGH Transplant Survivorship Program. As your audience may know, a lot of treatment of blood cancers involve receiving a stem cell transplantation, and it's one of the most intensive and curative treatment that we have for patients with blood cancers. So, as a result, we have a lot of great survivors of this treatment, and they do have some chronic health issues that we try to address in the Bone Marrow Transplant Survivorship Program. I also run our Cancer Outcomes Research and Education Program that is focused on developing innovative solutions and strategies to help patients and their families cope with their illness throughout their continuum of cancer care.
Now, this Insight Ingenuity Award is an annual program created to support people living with graft versus host disease.
So we are the proud first recipients of the Insight Ingenuity Award at Mass General Hospital. We are very excited about it. This is the first year. I really commend Insight on really paying attention to the needs of patients with chronic graft versus host disease. This is a population that really struggles with a lot of quality of life impairments, functional impairments, and the hope of this program is to really support patients living with chronic graft versus host disease in the best way possible and providing them with resources to adequately address their needs.
Graft versus host, what exactly is that? Is it something that happens with a skin graft or any type of transplant tissue?
That's a great question, Neil, and often this actually highlights some of the issues that we have in caring for these patients, because if you go around and talk about graft versus host disease, people look at you like you don't know what you're talking about. It's a really difficult illness. It's a complication of bone marrow transplant or stem cell transplant, where essentially the donor immune system that you get from the bone marrow transplant attacks part of the body. And it really could attack any aspect of the body. It could attack the skin, the mouth, the eyes. Those are the most common areas. But it can really attack any organ system. And as a result, chronic graft versus host disease is one of the major issues affecting our transplant survivors. It occurs in about 40 to 50% of transplant survivors. So, and it adds a lot of burden in terms of symptoms. It affects patients' quality of life. They can have issues with eating, sensitivity to hot or spicy foods. If they have oral involvement, they can have difficulty with their vision. They can have difficulty with blurry eyes and difficulty managing ocular graft versus host disease. But the symptoms can really vary widely depending on which organ is involved.
It sounds extremely distressing to have all of those potential things happen while you're trying to recover from a transplant that you so desperately needed. More than 40% of patients with these bone marrow transplants experience this GVHD.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Neil. And one of the hardest thing about this, as you can imagine, is that these are all patients who have gone through stem cell transplant to cure their leukemia or their lymphoma, their blood cancer. And, you know, when they go through that curative therapy, the hope is to get back to normal. And now, with 40 and 50% of patients having this chronic graft versus host disease, they really deal with this very unknown, mysterious, chronic illness with a lot of uncertainty about what the future holds. As I said, it can affect any organ. So sometimes they have oral involvement, and a few months later, they have ocular involvement, and they're dealing with whole set of new symptoms. I should also say, Neil, that one of the issues is that, you know, a lot of times even primary care clinicians or physicians in the community may not know a lot about chronic graft versus host disease. So often our patients present with a lot of different symptoms, and people don't know if this is related to their transplant or not. And so that adds a whole other layer of distress for these patients in trying to figure out Is this what I'm supposed to expect? Are these symptoms of chronic GVHD or not? And what can I do about them? And so really our project with the help of Insight is really focused on exactly that, is to say, okay, for patients, can we educate them a little bit more and provide them the resources to identify symptoms of chronic graft versus host disease, to know when to be concerned and when to call their transplant clinicians, and when should they not be concerned and potentially address their issues with their primary care physicians. The other aspect of our project and our mobile app that we're creating for patients with chronic graft versus host disease are really focused on giving them some tools, some self-management strategies to address some of these most debilitating symptoms. And lastly, how do we actually help these patients cope with the chronic nature of this illness, the ups and down of this course, this roller coaster ride that occurs after stem cell transplant? So it's really a comprehensive program to help our patients with this most debilitating complication deal with the toll of their illness after stem cell transplantation.
Well, let's talk about this winning project, this mobile app, the first Insight Ingenuity Award. Exactly how does it work and how is it going to impact the GVHD community?
Yeah, that's great. So the goal of the app is to really improve the quality of life and care of patients with chronic graft versus host disease. And we try to do that with several coordinated and important strategies. One, as I said earlier, one of the biggest challenges that our patients face is knowing when some symptom they're having is related to chronic GVHD or not, and when to be concerned or not. And so one aspect of the app is just focused on identifying symptoms, chronic graft versus host disease. So it'll allow the patient to search for a particular symptom to find out if chronic graft versus host disease could be associated with that symptom and what that would be like. The second component is really focused on helping patients have really some self-management strategies to some of these symptoms. You know, Neil, one of the things that I learned the most as a transplant oncologist is that a lot of the home remedies that patients use to help them cope with some of these symptoms are some of the best advice that I actually give to my colleagues and my patients. And so we've taken the wisdom of our patients who've gone and lived through this experience and put together some self-management tools and strategies to address whatever symptom they may have from chronic graft versus host disease. The third component is really related to this idea of living with a chronic illness now that you've gone through sort of a curative transplant. And the idea here is that we know that patients often need to mobilize their social support network around them when dealing with this illness. You know, you can imagine when somebody is first diagnosed with leukemia, everybody, the family, the friends, everybody calls in and wants to help out. But as you go through a transplant and you recover, people expect you to be back to normal. Mm-hmm. And we know that our patients with chronic graft versus host disease are not back to normal, and they may need additional support. And so we give people really some helpful strategies on how to mobilize their social supports, how to talk to their families and friends and loved ones about graft versus host disease. And really the other most important aspect of this app is really a lot of skill-based cognitive behavioral therapy and coping strategies that are built in the app to help us cope with the ups and downs of this journey, to facilitate what living with uncertainty is like, and to enhance our ability to care for ourselves and promote positive health behaviors. A lot of these methods, psychological methods, are evidence-based. They've been tried in other populations, but this is really one of our main strategies to try to help our patients with chronic graft versus host disease. And this kind of intervention has really never been tried in this population. So the program is pretty comprehensive. It's really tries to address all domains of quality of life in this population.
Where can our listeners go online and learn some more about your winning project?
Yeah, thank you, Neil. I do would like to tell everyone to go to InsightIngenuityAwards.com. You will learn more about our project there. You will also learn more about the initiatives that Insight are taking on to really support our patients with chronic graft versus host disease. As you mentioned, Neil, this is going to be an annual program, and the idea is to take our best ideas from our best clinicians and researchers and the scientific community to figure out best ways to really support this population. So yes, we are excited to be the first, but we are very grateful for Insight for recognizing the need of this population and the need for continued support and continued focus on how to best help these patients throughout their illness course.
Appreciate your time, Dr. El-Jawari. Thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, listen in, download at SoundCloud, and be sure and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/healthprofessionalradio.